All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up bottom of page Kuf Chaf Hey. So remember again, in this section, Ramchal is in this. We're still thinking about the Midah of Nikius and the need ultimately to go ahead and purge oneself from negative. Well, we were speaking about negative behaviors and how, when it comes to negative behaviors, a person has to be mindful not just of the primary aspects of the negative behaviors, but even of the secondary aspects of the negative behaviors. And the same is true with midos, negative character traits, that a person has to be careful to identify negative character traits and to also understand that negative character traits often have many branches and appendages. So over here we're speaking specifically regarding gaiva, regarding arrogance. He's describing the different types of bale gaiva. So last two lines, kuf chav hei, v'imase ge'e acher, there's another type of arrogant person, sherotzelios nirsham harbi b'ma'alosav, ulehisyachid b'durachav. Such an individual, his gaiva manifests itself in that he wants to stand out. He wants to be separate and distinguishable from everyone around him, and he wants everyone to know how special he is. Ad shlo dai shlo shi halalu kol olam al hamalos asher choshev sheishbo. So it's not enough for people to praise him about the milus, about the attributes that he thinks he has. Page kuf chav zayin al sherotze sheod yirbu lahosef pitilasu shua anav sheba anavim. So this is interesting. So this Baal Gaiva is such a Baal Gaiva that he needs everyone to know how humble he is. you hear this? Meaning, so there also is in this category, again, his Gaiva manifests itself in, I need everyone to know how incredibly humble I am. Nimsa ze miska'e ba'anvoso. So this person, essentially, again, his arrogance manifests itself in his humility. And the truth is, the way he goes ahead and tries to get covered is by, quote-unquote, running away from it. But it's what he's describing over here, of course, is false humility. It's false humility, a person who kind of gives an outer expression of humility, but Lamaisa, deep down, is that expression of humility is just another vehicle through which to self-glorify. So what's amazing about this is as follows. Remember, why is Ramchal going through all of this? He's going through all of this because a person might say to himself, you know what? I'm not a Balgaiv, I'm not arrogant. But yet what Ramchal is saying is arrogance manifests itself sometimes in so many different ways. And sometimes a person who might even be actively trying to show himself as being humble, sometimes the excessive pursuit of humility can in and of itself be part of the pursuit for self-glorification. That's the incredible. And remember, I will say, understand what Ramchal is trying to do in this chapter. He's trying to highlight to us how self-aware we have to be. Because this happens to us all the time in life. I do something for a particular purpose. I think I'm doing it for purpose A. But in fact, it turns out that when I really introspect, I have a totally different agenda. So my intention, quote-unquote, might be to be humble. But is my humility motivated by a sincere sense of humility? Or is my humility masking some deeper level of arrogance? And again, one only could answer that if at the end of the day, one is self-aware. He goes on, Va'amnam, geyim ka'ela, afal pishalich ora marim asmam anovim. And again, these types of arrogant individuals, even though they present as humble, lo yibatsru michsholos lahem, shebeli yidi asam tiyem miskalis gavasam. So we'll say, so this is incredible. So Ramchal says, here's what's important to remember. At the end of the day, your true persona always comes out. Listen to his mashal over here. He says, so a person might pretend like he's very humble. Right? A person might present like he's very humble. But lemaisa, again, if there's an underlying gaiva that's driving everything that he's doing. Even without realizing it, his gaiva will come out. Listen to this. So literally translated, this is like a spark. A spark that comes out from the metal workers. Right? He goes on, he says, Ukvar mashlu chacham zichron levracha. Listen to this great mashal. Mashal labayis malei tevin. So sometimes a person can be compared to a house, to a, like a silo, is probably the better, filled with straw. Chorin, v'chorin haya, I'm sorry, babayis chorin, v'haya hateven nichnas mahen. La'achar yomim hischil osa hateven shaya besoch habayis, shaya besoch hachorin, Yotze, Yada Hakol, Ki Haya Osa Habayis Shel Tevin. I'm also listening to this marshal. He says that if a person has, let's say, a house or a storehouse that's filled with straw, so what happens? And it's all sealed up. There's only one problem over here, which is there are some holes in the walls of the house. It's only a matter of time until what? Until the straw comes out through the holes. So I'll say, so what's the nimshal? The nimshal is, you could only keep things closed off for so long. Very profound idea. At some point in time, the real you always comes out. The real you always comes out. It might come out through the holes in the wall, right? It might come out through the little cracks in the foundation, but it always comes out, which I will say, if you think about it, is such an incredible idea, because so many of us, right, we have, you know, our external persona and our inner persona. And sometimes we work so hard on creating a facade, right? Now, creating a facade is helpful at times, but at some point in time, the real you is always going to come out, right? Whether it's going to come out like the Gemara says, bikoso, bikiso, bikaso, right? Like three ways the Gemara says you can tell the true nature of a person: when he gets angry, when he drinks, and how he spends his money. Right? So sometimes our true persona comes out like that. Sometimes our true persona just comes out at random moments. So what the Ramchal is also saying is an incredible mussar. We invest so much time and energy creating the facade. Imagine if instead I used that same time and energy actually perfecting a personality. Right? It's like going ahead and, you know, if the house is crumbling, you could always put another coat of paint on it, right? And the truth is, it's very nice, and it'll look nice for a little while, right? Until the next brick falls. Okay, I'll paint that over also. So you could have 15 layers of paint, but for all that time and effort that I was painting, I could have also perhaps laid a few new rows of bricks, or maybe it's just time to build a new house. So I could go ahead and create a facade and pretend like issues don't exist. But at some point in time, the straw will come through the cracks, right? At some point in time, the paint peels back and the facade begins to crumble. Ramchal is telling us, put your effort into building a true sense of self and not just erecting that facade around a broken edifice. He goes on, Kena davraze, shalo yuchlu tamid lahastrias atzlam. You can't hide who you are. Let me say it differently. You can hide who you are. You just often can't hide who you are forever. At a certain point in time, the real me comes through. And we'll say, ultimately, and coming back to Gaiva for a moment, if a person is truly a Baal Gaiva, so ultimately, again, that Gaiva will come out through his actions at some point in time. At some point in time. It may take a little bit of time, but it'll come out. He goes on, he says, because unfortunately, again, the way that they're living their ways, ultimately, again, are anava psula, false humility, shiflus muruma, a misleading sense of loneliness. So we'll say, then, there's another type of Balgai. So it's just interesting, by the way. Remember, what's his point over here? We'll say, this is not a sefer about Gaiva. I mean, we can learn a sefer about Gaiva also, but this is not a sefer about Gaiva. What he's trying to show is something very important, which is, here you have one negative trait. Gaiva. Now, granted, it's a biggie, right? Gaiva that I'm going to get back to his introduction to this. Gaiva is a significant challenge. But Lamaisa, what he's trying to show is how many different ways one negative midah can manifest itself. And I will say, this is just one midah. It's just one midah. This is one area of challenge. Yet you see how many different directions it can manifest itself in. This is why we require vigilance. One more line. V'masu geim achirim shetishar ga'avasim kuvura b'libam. We'll say then there's another type of bal gaiva. Where their gaiva, this is interesting, their gaiva remains in their heart. Lo yotziu ela maisa. It actually never manifests itself into action. Avayichashvu b'lilvavam shekvarhim chachamim gidolin. Rebbe said, listen to this. In this last stage of gaiva, these people actually, this Baal gaiva, he actually, it never comes out actionally, right? Meaning his actions are humble in nature. But how does his gaiva manifest itself? This Baal gaiva thinks he's very wise. He thinks he's very smart, right? He thinks he's very wise. Yodei hadvarim la'amitam. He knows the emes. He knows the emes. V'shelo rabim yachkemu kamohem. And the truth is, he feels most people are not as intelligent as he is. Al-Kain. So we'll say, you hear this, right? So this type of Baal Gaiva, Nabosai, remember again, this Baal Gaiva often is the most dangerous. Because this Baal Gaiva, Mamish, he thinks he knows everything. He's got it all figured out. He's smarter than everyone and everything. No one else knows better than him. No one else has anything to contribute. Everyone else is foolish and backwards. And what's the problem with this Baal Gaiva? He learns from no one. See, Rabbi said, if you think you're smarter than everyone else, then there's nothing to be learned from anyone else. Lo yoshisu leiv el divrei zulasam b'chashvam ki mashakasha leim lo yenak el achir mashesich lamar lahem kol kach baruhu v'kol kach pashatu actually achushu le divrei acholkim aleim in mishonim in achronim v'safek in etzel asarasam. So we'll listen to this. So this Baal Gaiva, again, his gaiva doesn't manifest itself actionally. See, he might actually present and behave like a regular person. He doesn't want covet. He's not looking for accolades. He's not looking for recognition. But this Baal Gaiva, he knows more than everyone else. He's the smartest. There's nothing else to gain. There's nothing else to listen to. So we'll say, so what happens? What happens with a person like this? A person like this, first of all, is never Mekabel Musar. And I will say, you know, to never be Mekabel Musar in life is a terrible, terrible thing. Everyone in life needs to have someone who gives them Musar. Right, yo, it's good to have someone who could tell you like it is. Right, especially if it's someone who loves you and cares about you. Right, so you know they're not coming to knock you down, Chashlam, they're coming to build you up. But Lamaisa, this Baal Gaiva doesn't accept Musar. Isn't Mekabel anything. Why? Because he knows everything already. He's got it all figured out. And once you've got it all figured out, you're receptive to nothing. If you're receptive to nothing, Rabbi said, then you live in your bubble of self-inflated ego and your limited knowledge. You're not open to growth. You're not open to change. And you're certainly not open to introspection. So Rabbi said, we'll have to stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with Gaiva tomorrow. More Gaiva to be had tomorrow, Emirat Hashem. Tomorrow, actually, we will close out the Gaiva section. And we will Emirat Hashem, begin with Kas. Yeah, Mir Sasha.